Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ride Nerdy Podcast. I'm your host Matthew. We got Aiden.
Hi.
Aiden, you've been on podcasts for years. How are you still gonna whisper? Did I what?
You can't just do that, like start it by itself.
I just did. I waved at it and it started.
That's cool.
I know. So anyways, so this is the first time Aiden's done the YouTube since it's only my second time doing the YouTube. I did one with London yesterday.
Well, you have your other channel, which you don't have access to anymore.
You need to speak the fuck up, man. All you do is whisper.
I'm sorry.
You've been doing this since you were like 12 years old, and you still whisper at the camera.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Welcome back to the Ride Nerdy Podcast, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you hear about Dave Filoni?
No,
you didn't? He got promoted to the executive creative, like, officer, the CCO or whatever. Executive core, I don't know, East, whatever. Anyways, he's in charge of all the creation now for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
Well, it just happened the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was obvious at this point that it was going to happen.
I'm excited.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. He's the only one that's done decent in Star Wars lately.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. He is the best writer that they have, I believe. I rewatched the first couple episodes of Ahsoka, and then I got caught back up because I didn't watch any of it.
Right.
And the fourth episode of Ahsoka... I know you said you didn't watch any of it. I wish you walked out on the fourth episode.
Which one's that?
So basically, Ahsoka dies.
Yeah.
And then she meets Anakin in the afterlife.
Oh yeah, it was a great transition. From,
and
like,
then,
theater.
And then, yeah, she goes to young.
In actual live action.
Yeah. I would love for him to redo all Clone Wars in live action. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I don't care. It would be.
Did you know Ahsoka is Ian McGregor's wife?
I don't know. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I just found that out, you know, like today.
No, I definitely did not know that.
I didn't know that either. So that's cool.
But I don't know. When I saw that, you know, Dave Filoni did all of the story for that, and then the fact that he's the new executive creator, or whatever. I really want them to do a live action Clone Wars, absolutely. And hell, might as well do Rebels while they're at it.
Well, they do have everyone. Yeah, they have. They do have their Ezra.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But so what's new with you, Aiden? Don't cover your mouth.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You're covering your face and mouth.
Well, I've just been playing games. I've been working on my camos and my zombies.
So you're talking about Call of Duty?
Yeah. Every year, other than like every zombies that I played, I've gone for the matching camo. But the last one, just because like the zombies was so bad and the challenges took so long to do, I'm just like, I'm not gonna do this. But like, I started to do this one, and it's cool because last year's game didn't have zombies, but since it's just a sequel to last year's game, there is a carry forward system, so all your weapons came to the next game as well.
Oh, well, that's good, because I don't know how many times you put all of that effort into one game, new game comes out, and you lose all of that
progress.
Yeah,
I know.
That's why I'm surprised they never came out with a Fortnite 2 just to piss people off.
The what?
A Fortnite 2.
Yeah.
Because all of your skins from Fortnite 1 would
just
be left.
They just call it chapters.
I'm just saying, can you imagine if they did that?
Mm-hmm.
Did a Fortnite 2 and
yeah, Fortnite 2 lost
everything
all your shit,
that
yeah.
you paid for.
That's what fucking COD did with Warzone 2.
Yeah.
Going, like, when they moved to Warzone 2, they took everyone's. And then they shut down Warzone 1. And then people who played only Warzone lost all their cosmetics, basically, unless they bought the previous three games that went into Warzone 1. So that's what Warzone did. So they were kind of scummy for that. But I like Fortnite.
Scummy bastards.
Well, because Fortnite is about to do some really interesting things. Because this is, after this season, they're going to have a LEGO collab, which is like an open, it's going to be like an open world type style thing, which we've never seen anything like this, where you literally play as Legos. So this is really pushing the boundaries of what we could see future in the future of this game. And then they're also doing a racing mode where you can bring your cars from one of the other games, Epic Owns Rocket League.
Oh, okay.
Where you can bring those cars from that game and use it in Fortnite. And
so, have you ever seen Lego Drive?
Yeah.
So, I was thinking I wanted to get it because it's a racing game and you basically build your own cars out of Legos and stuff like that. So, if they're going to have a Lego, like, where you can meet Lego people and play Fortnite, why not bring over Lego Drive?
Well, so, the thing is, we really don't know. That's, like, that's what the files are saying in-game. We really don't have anything from the official, like, Lego account or Fortnite other than, like, a llama. Like, a Lego llama.
Interesting.
That's on the loading screen, or the lobby screen of Fortnite.
If that Lego set comes out, do you want it?
No.
No?
No, I don't. And then we're obviously getting Eminem as like the end event of this chapter or season. And then it's gonna have a concert where then the man goes into a black hole.
Oh, like how what's his name did years ago? Travis Scott?
Well, he didn't go into a black hole.
No, but I'm saying he had a concert. Did a concert.
Yeah. Well, we had Marshmello, then we had Travis, and then we had Ariana Grande, and now we're having Eminem.
Oh, and that's when the Ariana Grande skin came out.
London really wants.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird because right now in Fortnite, we went back to the first map.
Yeah, that's what London was saying yesterday.
So, but like, it's really weird because obviously that's the map I grew up with. That's the map I've been with the longest. So I'm seeing London play for the first time ever. Yeah.
She was saying it's the OG pack or whatever, and I was like, do you even know what OG means?
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird to go back to it, because it still feels really different, because everyone's a lot better. I think people didn't realize that the reason the game was better back then was just because people were a lot worse. But then since people now just build Twin Towers and just do all this.
Twin Towers?
Yeah, man. Some really...
And then they bring them down.
Yeah, man.
Okay. You finished marching band season?
Yeah, thank God.
What's next for you, Aiden? Is it getting a job? Is it
I don't know, man.
Is it trying to get your license? I mean, do you want more money?
Do you need me to get a job?
I mean, I don't need you to make money to pay my bills.
I thought you guys wanted me to just focus on school.
I'm asking you what you want to do. I mean, your grades are good.
I know, they're excellent.
Excellent, you hear that? This nerd excellent.
Dude,
grade.
No, most of my friends have like C's and shit. I'm like, you have a C? I get like, man, that's really bad. But then I remember, yeah, it's not that bad.
That we're strict. Mm-hmm. We're not as strict as we.
No, but like, so people said junior year is their hardest year. Man, it's really easy.
That's good.
It's really easy.
Then maybe senior year will be a breeze for you.
Yeah.
I know we have a meeting coming up with your guidance counselor soon.
Yeah, for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one. Yeah.
And
SAT.
Yep, SAT is. Is it this weekend?
No, it's next. It's on the 2nd.
Okay, so
which sucks because that's also the day of the event. It says the SAT is over at 1:30. The event starts at 2. So I have a 30-minute time gap to get either to my phone and play it through cloud gaming.
Well, you know I'm always early everywhere
I
go.
Yeah, I need you to be.
Well, and don't finish early on purpose just because you want to get to your
event.
Well,
I can't leave early, can I?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works.
I didn't end up taking the SATs. I joined the Army. I didn't need to take the SATs.
No.
So.
Lucky?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can join the military if you want.
Military's not fun.
Any movies that you've seen recently?
Nope, really haven't watched much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't felt like watching much. I kind of just listen to music. That's really it. I mean, I'm just waiting for Arcane Season 2. They announced it for next year.
Oh, so that one show that...
Yeah,
so there's a second one?
Yeah, there's going to be a second season.
Okay.
I'm really excited for it because they just... Same people, yep.
Okay.
And same art style. Love the art style. Music. It's going to be great. Comes out literally in 12 months.
So you said you haven't been watching any movies.
Really not.
You just listen to music. Have you watched any shows?
I need to log on to Hulu because I kind of want to watch the new season of Rick and Morty. I don't know. but no, not really. I mean, oh, I watched what's that one with Andrew Garfield, the war movie?
I don't know.
Hacksaw Ridge? Maybe?
That's old. Hacksaw Ridge is old.
I don't know. That was
unless they redid it.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge. It came out in 2016.
I feel like there was an older version.
I watched it. Really good.
Okay.
Like Andrew Garfield's acting. I think he's a great actor. So there's that. I mean, TV shows other than that, I mean, just on Netflix, I'm looking at my Abby Netflix.
See, like, I can't look at my watch list because, one, I'm driving, and two, we're recording on my phone.
Oh, so. And then Scott Pilgrim anime just came out.
I heard it was good.
Well, yeah, it's just the books. And,
yeah, but have you watched any of it?
No, I watched the movie.
Yeah, I watched the movie, too.
Yeah, I watched the movie. I mean, yeah, I know you've been watching quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the fact that I don't work anymore. I watch stuff, I take naps, I live that good life.
I know, it's quite annoying.
Nah, I love it. You're just jealous.
No, because you can tell you get bored, so you kind of just start bugging everyone.
Yeah, I do get bored sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I can't remember everything I've watched lately,
though. You watched Ted Lasso.
I loved Ted Lasso.
I know
that
you
was
did.
Great.
I know.
That was a great show. I highly recommend Ted Lasso to everyone. Even if you don't like soccer, if you like fucking comedy, it is funny. It is a super funny show.
I've always seen clips.
Highly recommend the whole thing. I did watch Platonic. That was on the same. It was on Apple TV, which had Seth Rogen in it. And basically, his best friend from high school was a chick, and she got married, and they kind of just, like, he was married, she was married, and then, like, time goes by, you don't talk to your friends, and then they kind of hook back up, get together, and, like, just have fun, and that's an okay show. It's just platonic. It's about guy and girl being friends.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I said, I got the last episode of Ahsoka to watch. I can't remember. Like, I was watching some stuff that I feel like we would normally talk about. Like, it was kind of good, nerdy stuff.
You watched all of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I finished Game of Thrones because I never watched a single episode. And then I watched all of Game of Thrones.
You watched The Last
and
of
then
Us.
I, you know what? It's funny you say that. I don't think I finished. Like,
you didn't finish it?
No. I think I started it and was a couple episodes in, maybe.
Oh, I thought you finished it.
No, I need to go back and look because I don't think. Maybe I did. See, the problem is I'm getting older, Aiden, and my memories is just fucking fading. I didn't even know tomorrow was Thanksgiving.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now we're going to Paul and Lisa's house.
Oh, thank God.
So you won't have to worry about cleanup and dishes and stuff.
There's a God out there.
Yeah.
It's the worst part of my year.
Thanksgiving without dishes?
Yeah, dishes takes me like an hour.
You always complain about something.
I hate dishes.
Do you get paid?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, what else can we... I mean, game-wise, Game Awards are coming out for the year. We have the new Zelda game up for Game of the Year. We have Spider-Man 2 up for Game of the Year. Super Mario Wonder. That's not going to win.
Speaking of Super Mario, I think I'm going to get the Super Mario RPG game.
It's a remake, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to get it. I like turn-based fighting style like that, and I like Mario, so why not, right?
But, I'm just looking at the game.
We're almost to Aiden's chiropractor. That's where he's on his way to now. So, Aiden, are we going to do a second part, or are we going to do this, and that's it? You tell me. You tell the people.
No, do you want to? Do you have much to talk about?
I will find something to talk about while you're in there.
I mean, I was going to talk about this nomination.
Cool. Then we'll do a part two.
Well, hold on.
Well, you can't just stop. We're literally doing an episode.
Hold on.
Okay.
I want to talk about the game of the year.
Yeah, we'll talk about game of the year on part two.
Okay.
So we're pulling up now, and I'm trying to get in so I don't get hit by a car. Perfect. We are in. I'll park down here. And there we go.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and Aiden, the most important question I have for you is, how is the chiropractor? How do you feel?
I like when she does it.
You like it when she does it?
She's very gentle.
She's gentle.
Her hands are also really warm. That threw me off. I wasn't expecting her hands to be warm.
Oh.
Caught me off guard.
Okay, so you like warm, gentle hands.
No, it's just like...
Not hard, cold.
Yeah, because like the person that typically does it, she goes like really fucking intense. It hurts like hell. Right?
Okay.
And then when she gets out the little massage, like not the massage gun, but the little muscle shit, she like puts that shit on blast and it hurts like hell.
Aww, you're insensitive.
I am sensitive. Alright.
So you wanted to talk about the game of the year.
I just, because I voted.
Okay.
For my vote.
Is it IGN that does it still?
No, it's not IGN. It's an actual, there's the Game Awards.
Who's in charge of the game? Someone's always in charge of an award. Like, there's the MTV Video Music Award. There's the Academy Awards.
So literally the company and like the person, it's just the Game Awards. It's known as the Game Awards. It's the official.
Anyways. Okay. So
it's the guy that used to run E3.
Okay.
He made his own thing.
I don't care anymore.
All right.
Tell me about the games.
So we got Alan Wake 2. We have Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Right. So, I voted for Spider-Man 2.
But you've never played it.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It does not matter at this point. Because the only other contenders are Baldur's Gate 3 and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Super Mario Bros. Wonder, there's no way that shit's gonna win. Alright? There's no way. Resident Evil 4 Remake, Alan Wake 2, it went and went. Right. I put Spider-Man 2 because who doesn't love Spider-Man? Also, it's just the better Spider-Man 1. God, my neck.
So, let me ask you this,
Aiden. Uh-huh.
Why don't you save up your money and get a PlayStation?
Because I have an Xbox.
Yeah, but Xbox doesn't have Spider-Man. It's an exclusive.
Yeah, I know.
And you always talk about how you wish you had a PlayStation so you could play Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that would be the only thing I play. It wouldn't be worth the...
That might not be the case. There might be other games that come out in the future that are exclusives to PlayStation.
Anyway, all right.
But if you were really passionate about Game of the Year, you should have at least played the game you voted for.
Well, then...
That's just my opinion.
Well, that's not how this always works.
You're right.
Also, our vote doesn't really matter that much. It's like actual voting. It's more like, hey, this is what we really would want. But you may not vote for it yourselves. Because then they have an actual, like, official voting.
So voting doesn't matter?
It's more like hearing the community's voices.
Almost like voting for the presidency.
Damn right. Exactly like that. So then we have best game direction. For creating visual innovation in game direction design, it was Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, basically the game of the years. I put Baldur's Gate 3 because it's the ultimate RPG, and it's really, really...
The ultimate RPG?
It is one of the best RPG games. Best narrative, Spider-Man 2.
Wait a minute. Have you played Baldur's Gate?
No, I've watched my friend play it, though.
Have you played any of the games that are up for any nominations?
Cyberpunk. I played. Really fun. But I wouldn't...
Fire truck is passing us.
Yeah. I played Hi-Fi Rush. I put that for best art direction. Because it's very unique in art design. And I put it as well as best music and score. Because it's really a game about music. So that has to win.
That has to.
Yeah, you know.
It's just crazy to me that... you care so much about game of the year.
Dad, but I can't play every fucking game. I want you to realize that.
Like, you can play a lot of them.
I can't play every fucking game.
Why not?
Because, one, I already have a backlog, of games. I haven't even finished half the fucking games I bought.
When you said backlog, I thought you meant, like, you're Batman and you have, like, a log of, like, people that you're tracking.
Yeah, so tracking. I'm tracking all
the I got a backlog.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, so you have a backlog of games.
Dude, I literally have, like, over, like, 30, 40 games I have started but never finished. Where I have games I've bought and I'm like, I'll play it eventually.
So you're like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to fucking play live service games.
Yeah, but when you see people, like, so there's people that have played every single one of those games.
I know, but typically those are people that have no life.
You are one of those people.
No, I go to school. All right, anyway. So, then we have best performance.
On what? Like, what do you mean, best performance?
Best,
like,
performance.
Like acting?
Yes, best performance. Like motion capture.
Okay.
Here, awarding to an individual for voice over acting, motion, or performance capture.
Okay.
We have Ben Starr for Final Fantasy, whatever fucking number. We have Cameron Morgan for Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Obviously, it's Star Wars because I am a Star Wars
fan. Idris Elba from Cyberpunk's DLC. I don't know the. Melina Libra. I don't know who that is. Then we have Neil Nearborn from Baldur's Gate 3. And then we have Yuri Lowenthal from Spider-Man 2, who plays Spider-Man.
So you voted for Spider-Man.
You're damn fucking right,
and
dude.
But you never played it.
No, dude. You gotta listen to his voice, man. When he gets that Venom suit, bro. Acting.
Bro, did you listen to the Star Wars one?
I did. I was like...
The best, because it's Star Wars.
You can't... Okay, that's... I am biased.
I vote for Star Wars.
Well, you can vote yourself, because I'm not changing my damn vote.
Okay.
Because... his acting's really good. I love that they did it based off of him. Because it was such a... That's the hardest choice. That was the hardest choice for me between Cameron and Yuri. Because they're both excellent actors. But Yuri just... Oh, and then this one's interesting. Because it's... innovation and accessibility. There's Diablo 4, Hi-Fi Rush, Spider-Man 2, Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat 1, and Forza Motorsports. I actually played Diablo 4... because I heard the story of the kid or the person beating the game, like, blind or deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Blind and deaf? Is it both or just blind?
I think it was someone that was blind.
And the fact they didn't have any, like, coding, like, it was just the game settings, that's impressive.
I played Diablo 4 and I hated it.
And then, for best ongoing, we have Apex, we have Cyberpunk, Final Fantasy, whatever, Genshin Impact, Fortnite.
You need to learn how to read Roman numerals if you
it's keep... XIV. What is XIV, Dad?
So X would be...
16?
No, so I before the V, that would be 14.
So, really?
Yeah. So the X is the 10, the V is a 5, the 1 is on before the V, so that makes it a 14.
Okay, anyway, I picked Fortnite for best ongoing.
Because obviously it's the best. It's been ongoing for so long.
Fucking right, but it never wins. Because it's Final Fantasy.
Well, yeah, because Final Fantasy's been going like on since the 80s.
Yeah, I know, but it's the one game that wins every year. And then best community support, we have Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, No Man's Sky. I put Cyberpunk because it went from one of the worst games of this year to the best game, one of the best games of this year. It is crazy how much literally people are like, we'll stick with it as long as you fix it, and they fix it. This is the same people that made The Witcher, by the way.
I've heard great things about The Witcher.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when it came out in...
Did you ever play The Witcher?
I did. I have started The Witcher 3.
Have you ever watched The Witcher?
No. I have not watched The Witcher.
I want to watch it. Oh, yeah, I did. I was one... I farted. So the people that see the YouTube, they're like, oh, something's going on in that car. Oh, yeah. Silent but deadly. According to London, that would have been a ninja fart. Anyways.
Then best action game. So we have Armored Core 6, Dead Island 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Remnant 2, Ghost Runners 2. So I played three of these. I played Remnant 2, which is really, really good. But it's one of those games I'm in my backlog now. I finished Hi-Fi Rush, and I finished Dead Island 2. I played Dead Island 2 because, dude, the gore in that game is impressive. And when you're just fighting zombies, and you see literally the guts and the slices you're doing to them actually happen, it's really... it tickles your brain. It tickles that little...
So I realized when you were inside, I've been watching a lot more movies than the TV shows, mm-hmm. and it's been like random movies. But it made me think of that because of some gore. I was watching some gory shit the other day.
Then for best action and adventure, I just put Spider-Man 2.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Because
best RPG, I put Baldur's Gate 3. Because it's
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, and then Starfield was on there. I've thought about it. The problem with Starfield is the open world kind of sucks to explore because you go by the same like 5 points of interest every planet because it's like auto-generated. They need to come out with an update to add like more because it's kind of just like you come upon like a military base, a research station, or a renegade camp, and some others. In like a spaceport and random shit. Other than that, I mean, there are actual like cities, which are impressive, but because there's 1,000 planets, there's no way they could obviously make every planet unique.
Oh, I mean,
they could have.
They could have, but it would have taken a lot of money and resources to do that.
But what they could do is that they can get this game going for years, but slowly just add more and more to the planets.
Yeah, just continuously add things. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's like the best idea they could possibly have is just add more and more. Like planets are like just more simple. Yeah.
I mean, do you know the plan for that game?
No.
I mean, because you bought it.
I bought the premium too. I have no idea what the hell I'm gonna get out of it. Hopefully, something decent.
I'm just thinking, like, because like if you bought it knowing, like, who made that game?
At Bethesda.
Okay, so
I like Bethesda. So
I know you do, but like, I guess my question is. When you first explained the game being an open world like universe, right?
Yeah.
It made me kind of think like, how can they make this as good as it could be?
Yeah.
And like you just said, a lot of worlds they basically just did like copy paste.
Yeah, it's kind
of so. Do they have a plan of continuously update? Like how Fortnite is technically. Been going on with new updates and new things.
New maps. Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the thing with most AAA titles. They don't give a roadmap often. Not, they typically don't because they really try to.
They're probably wondering like how much they made off of the. Like they need to see like
how many people bought it. Well, here's the thing, it was on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So like.
That kind of fucked it right there.
Well, now they made a lot of fucking money from Microsoft.
Why are you whispering?
Because they made a lot.
I know, but if you whisper, people can't hear you in the microphone.
Yeah, they made a lot of money.
Yeah, but if it's on the Game Pass, like anyone that has a Game Pass can play any game on the Game Pass.
Yeah,
but if you just had it for release only and not like you had to purchase it, I think they would have made more money.
Well, I got the premium upgrade because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I saw people posting like videos online about like putting fucking potatoes in a cockpit.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Stuff like so like
it's a fun game, but the thing is,
and it seems really realistic.
Dude, it's really good.
Like the physics of it anyways.
So the thing is, it's very much a Bethesda game. If you played Fallout, you played Skyrim, very similar to both of those games, but it's just so cool that it's in space and the way that the story plays out in the game. And also just the fact that you could be a space pirate and just raid ships. Dude, that's fun as fuck. When you become like a bad guy in the game and all your commanders leave you. But then you just go on, like, raids. It's great.
So if Star Wars came out with an open world.
They are.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's Star Wars Outlaws.
Okay.
It's supposed to be open world.
Uh-huh.
It's made by Ubisoft.
Okay. So, I Ubisoft all the time. So I got here's fat the thing. Belly.
Ubisoft doesn't make makes the same open world concept. Like, they're making Avatar.
Uh-huh.
The blue people.
Shit.
Okay, well, you never know. People get confused.
Avatar. Okay.
And it's... If you played Far Cry, you played this game, basically. It's very similar.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you look at the world of Avatar itself, it is beautiful. Like, oh my god.
Well, it's supposed to be. That's the whole concept.
I understand, but holy shit. I can't explain by...
Wait. I'm a Star Wars guy. Take me back to the Star Wars
game. We don't know
game.
Much about it at all. We only know a little bit about it. We just know the concept of it is you're playing as outlaws, obviously. And
it's supposed to be open world?
It's an open world,
first or third person?
We don't know.
So you basically give me a tease you know nothing about.
There's a trailer. But there's no gameplay.
Okay, I guess I'll have to watch a trailer since... since you decided to tease me about this Star Wars game.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is it PC only? No, is it going to be on Xbox?
It's gonna be on Xbox.
But it'll probably be the Xbox X or S only. Just like Starfield, right?
Not many games still do old gen. I'm kind of mad about that because it limits their production. Because then they have to make two versions of the game.
Yeah, for people like me. Because I don't want to buy a new Xbox.
But I hate it because then I just waste this production on, like, making the game better. Like, I understand. It's been, like, what, 3-4 years of next gen? You should just move on. Let's just stay with me.
Alright, I guess I'll just come out of pocket and buy a new Xbox.
Well, I'm sorry.
And get rid of the original one.
You can keep the original one.
And do what with it?
I don't know.
Fucking A.
Put it in a trophy case? I don't know.
Trophy
man.
Case.
Anyway.
I literally unplugged it the other day, and it's just...
It's turning on.
Well, no, I mean, like, and I took it down, because I was just like, I want to just put it in storage. I literally don't use it.
What a shame.
I know.
What a shame.
I know.
I mean, it was kind of running like a... It's running like it's on its last leg.
It probably was.
It's really slow. It's... Yeah.
Let's just take it out back and shoot it. Like an old dog. Looks like there's an accident on I-20 eastbound.
That's helpful.
Why?
They don't even know where we live.
They know we live in Columbia area of South Carolina.
All right.
So 20 runs literally through Columbia.
Yeah.
20 eastbound.
Okay, anyway, so.
It's funny though. London was trying to turn the camera around to show people where we live. I said, no, girl.
Really?
We don't do that.
I feel like she's gonna like accidentally get herself like
kidnapped one day.
No.
Probably.
She's gonna tell like some kid on like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Where she lives. She probably.
And it's gonna be like that one guy that's online that sounds like a kid who's really
exactly. Like
some like 20-year-old's gonna show up at my house.
Every time she plays with these random kids, she just they obviously talk shit to her.
Of course.
Like, because who doesn't?
Yeah.
But she doesn't obviously.
But she's not bad. She's good. Dude, I've seen her win rounds.
Yeah.
I've seen her kill people.
Yeah.
Not just bots. I've seen her kill people.
Oh.
And when you were 9, I want you to go back in time and think when you were 9, you were not fucking good.
No.
So, like, you weren't winning matches. No, not at all.
I won.
But what I'm saying is she's won matches consistently.
Well, she plays with other people.
I know, and she sometimes carries them. I sit there in her room and watch.
Jesus, what the hell is happening?
People are honking. They're upset. But anyways, for a 9-year-old, she's better than the average 9-year-old.
Yeah.
I won't say she's amazing. I'm not going to seriously say she'll beat you, because I say that joking all the time.
Yeah.
But seriously, no, she won't beat you. But you're 16.
Yeah.
When you were her age, you were not winning matches, no matter if you had a team or not.
Yeah, we were all shit.
Yeah! So I'm just saying, like,
but now you look at me, I'm an expert.
An expert.
Not really.
But still, anyways, she goes in and sometimes she kills these people and they talk shit to her because they're upset that a fucking 9-year-old girl
is
laying down heat to them.
I know, but like she then comes to me and she's like, can you talk to them?
Yeah, can you talk shit for me?
Because
I don't know how to talk shit.
Because like, but then if I start, I'm gonna make a kid cry. Dude, I've had a kid's mom come on the fucking.
That would be hilarious,
dude.
I used to live with Ron. Ron would say the most vulgar stuff I've ever heard in my life, and I cannot repeat it because it is so bad. I don't want to get blocked from friggin' Spotify or YouTube or anything. The words that came out of Ron's mouth.
Oh, I have a friend like that.
Is insane.
Oh, I have a friend like that. Trust me. Things that
London told me yesterday on the podcast that she does not like to play Fortnite because they always call her the N-word.
She can't play any games though.
Imagine living with a big black dude who only uses the N-word.
Yeah.
And like,
it's their greatest arsenal.
Anyways.
Dude, it's she can play any games. Well, so they just added a thing to Fortnite where you can voice report. Which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I hate that in games where you can get reported and banned for things you said. Because that's stupid. Because it's a game. Like, who the hell cares?
I mean,
if you're petty enough to report someone, like, that's ridiculous. And then they also just added a... Dude, so if you play a game mode in Fortnite that isn't the main battle royale and it's rated something under teen, mm-hmm. you will be limited to what skins you can wear.
I'm sure.
Which is so fucking dumb. Because, like, it's any gun that it's any skin that has a gun on them, a knife. So that means...
Probably any skin that shows too much cleavage.
No.
You play
as fucking Chun-Li.
Okay.
Why you can't play as, like, a banana. That's not a joke. You clearly cannot play as a life-size banana, but you can play as Michael Myers.
But Michael Myers has a knife.
Yeah, but he doesn't have it on his skin.
Lame.
It's really dumb.
So wait, where does the banana hide its weapon?
He has it just in, like, a holster.
Oh, okay.
But there's a skin with a gun as a tattoo.
So wait a second. Why? So it's a game with guns.
Yeah, I know. It's because there's creative mode where you can make games like that don't have guns.
Oh, like I've seen London play like Tag or some
exactly,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah, gotcha. That's what I'm saying. But like at the same time, it's not in the main game or in like any of their actual official modes. You can whatever the hell you want. But it's just really, really weird to be limited. So the thing is, they reversed it for now. And they made it so you can't gift anyone skins or anything right now until they make an update next chapter where you can have an edit style for all your skins that removes anything that would make it over teen. Or teen. And okay. Over. So that's what they should have done at the beginning. Because imagine there was a live event in the game, but it was rated something under teen for some reason. And the main skin you wear, or the story skin you wear, was blocked because of something it was wearing. That would be so fucking, you know.
And is there any movies coming out that you know of that you want to see?
Not really.
Because remember when we used to go to the movie theater?
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun? Yeah. Remember when we used to go do interviews with people?
Is it just because you're bored?
Yeah, but think about it. Remember when we had Dre in the back seat? How fun would it be to have Dre in the back seat right now on camera while we talk? Going somewhere. Yeah.
You're so bored.
I know. I was so bored. I was like, I'm going to come up with a new podcast about, it's going to be called Beers, Burgers, and Bros.
Okay.
And it's just a bunch of dudes going out, getting beers and burgers and talking. But then I thought.
Eventually you're on it.
Oh, no. You can always have something to talk about. But, like, if you go to a restaurant, it could be loud. Uh-huh. I might not hear you.
So, I listened to this podcast, I can't speak, man. I listened to this podcast, basically it's called Distractable, and it's three friends. They are talking with each other, but every episode is a topic that the person picks, and they'll have to talk about that topic in some way,
mm-hmm.
and the judge gives points out, mm-hmm. and then the person with the most points... wins.
So they took that from ESPN. There's a thing where they have topics, and then I'm just saying there's like topics.
There's no such thing as original idea. Netflix,
I mean,
okay?
there really isn't. Like, but I mean, the thing is, like, they used to do the same thing. They'd have a topic about something in sports, and then they'd have journalists come on the show, and they would take turns discussing their take on it, and then they would be the person judging it, and at the end they win off of however many points they get, and then they can do their own little segment at the end.
Yeah.
But, anyways, burgers, beers, and bros.
Okay.
Want to go out for some burgers?
Well, what are we having tonight?
Beer?
What are we having tonight?
Bro.
Hey.
I don't know what I'm having for tonight. Look at my...
I think it's just...
It's takeout, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, it was very nice riding nerdy with you, Aiden.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it more often.
Maybe.
Goodbye, everyone. We just got home, so this is our...
Stop.
Yep. Love you.
Yeah.